We do have some events and some activities that we want to talk about, as we like to do when it comes to this time on Fridays. Again, the list that we've had certainly pared down from what it might usually be, as a number of modifications or unfortunately cancellations of events have taken place. But what we have, we offer. And if you have an event or an activity or something going on, let us know. You can always send your emails. Do it directly to me, charlie@wsgw.com, or through our news site, news@wsgw.com, and try and give you a mention on your event and your activity. One of the things going on, and this is the final weekend for it, in Frankenmuth, the food trucks, right across from the River Place shops. The food trucks are set up in the parking lot east of River Place at 925 South Main Street in Frankenmuth, and going on through this weekend, through tomorrow, I guess I should say, October the 10th. It is today and it is tomorrow. Noon till 8 today, noon till 8 tomorrow. The final chance to enjoy the food trucks that are set up. Chance for you to grab some food and to be on your way and to keep everyone safe as possible. So check it out. Find out more if you need to know more online, frankenmuthriverplace.com, frankenmuthriverplace.com. The Factory of the Dead is once again alive in Saginaw for another Halloween season. And you can go online to factoryofthedead.com. That's factoryofthedead.com. And find out how you can enjoy the fun this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then in the next 2 weekends, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the final weekend in October here, Halloween weekend, it's actually Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. I think it even goes into the first couple of weekends in November. So factoryofthedead.com, factoryofthedead.com. And remember, it's also the latest Rock and Grab launch, where you can actually get half-off ticket prices if you go to rockandgrabplus.com. The Frankenmuth Boy Scout Troop number 275 has got a silent auction going on tomorrow. It's going to be at the Boy Scout Building, 959 Flint Street in Frankenmuth. Items to be auctioned off for Boy Scout Troop 275, 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., and you can make your bid. Winners will be announced at 4 o'clock with their winning bids. It's free, by the way, to attend, and then you can put more of your money to the bidding and help out Troop Boy Scout Troop 275. Auction tomorrow. It's a silent auction, by the way, so you know you sign up your amounts and such, and that's why when the auction's over, whoever had the highest sign-up bid will be the winner. Hell's Half Mile costume walking tour going on tomorrow. Sam Fitzpatrick is your host from 1 till 2 p.m. This is in Bay City. If you come in costume, you can get half off your regular ticket price. You can come as a Hell's Half Mile resident, come as a saloon worker, come as a lumberjack. Costume of your choice, just some thoughts and maybe trying to tie into the Hell's Half Mile theme, which, of course, is the time in the late 1800s, at the end of the lumbering season, when the lumberjacks would head for a six-block strip along Bay City's waterfront. It was called Hell's Half Mile because of all the gambling, the raucous saloons, the theaters, the brothels, the tunnels and catacombs under the city. Sam Fitzpatrick takes you on a walking tour. It's limited to the first 50 persons. Tickets on day of the sale or on day of the tour are going on sale at 11 a.m. at the Historical Museum. Make sure you bring your mask and all that. The Midland Parks and Recreation is inviting residents to celebrate Midland Neighboring Week. A citywide parks scavenger hunt is going on now through October 11th. That's Sunday. You can register online. It's a free event. Then you have to search city parks for clues to help solve the mystery. Once you solve the mystery, you submit your response and have a chance to win a prize. If you're interested in doing this, it takes about 2 to 3 hours to complete, so you can do it today, tomorrow, or even Sunday. Go to cityofmidland.gov/recreation. cityofmidland.gov/recreation. That's city of city of Midland, MI. And start your scavenger hunt that way for Midland Neighboring Week. It's going to be a free face mask distribution going on for those who are 60 years of age or older. Coming up in Saginaw on Tuesday, October 13th, the Region 7 Area Agency on Aging We'll have the face mask distribution in the Dow Bay Area Family YMCA on Washington. I think I said in Saginaw. This is in Bay City. And 9 till 11 a.m. On Tuesday. Again, you have to be 60 or older. Masks to be given on a first-come, first-served basis. And delivered to your vehicle, by the way. And so you can stay inside and get your mask that way. This Tuesday, 9 till 11, at the Dow Bay Area Family YMCA on South Washington in downtown Bay City. On Tuesday, the Conscious Capitalism virtual event is going on, a Zoom webinar. And you, the public, are invited to attend as businesses are in focus to work together to elevate humanity. That's what Conscious Capitalism is all about. And it's from 8 a.m. until 9:30 a.m., an hour and a half. And find out more by going online to consciouscapitalism.org/GLBR for Great Lakes Bay Region chapter, consciouscapitalism.org/GLBR. Find out more about the speakers to be presenting, the moderators who will be involved, your chance to find out, again, businesses who are working together in the Great Lakes Bay Region chapter of Conscious Capitalism on Tuesday. It's free, by the way, no cost to you. And a reminder that the Michigan Heroes Museum continues to have its special display until the end of this month for the honoring of the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. The displays that cover all of the major campaigns and battles with stories of Michigan men and women who served during World War II, uniforms and items and stories, so we can remember and honor their service. The Michigan Heroes Museum, open 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. daily. This is at 1250 Weiss Street in Frankenmuth. And you can enjoy that too until the end of the month. Find out more. Go to michiganmilitarymuseum.com, michiganmilitarymuseum.com. Just a few things that are going on with some of the events and the activities heading into another great weekend with WSGW.